USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with Pakistan's Prime Minister today at the Oval Office. The two are expected to discuss counterterrorism, defense, and trade. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
The body of former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is lying in repose at the Supreme Court. Justice Elena Kagan says it was hard to fill Stevens' shoes when he left the court.
It gave me a special reason for thinking of Justice Stevens as a hero, for recognizing his judicial greatness, and for honoring his legacy.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Equifax is agreeing to pay up in the largest data breach settlement ever. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Credit reporting company Equifax is agreeing to pay as much as $650 million to settle state and federal investigations into an enormous data breach in 2017. It compromised 143 million Americans' personal information, right down to Social Security numbers.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally tells Fox News she's glad the Senate Minority Leader paid a trip to the border last week.
Glad the Democrats and Chuck Schumer finally see there is a crisis at the border. They need to come to the table now and work with us to solve it.
Senator Schumer toured a detention center near McAllen, Texas, and called the conditions inhumane. Now, Democrats are continuing to demand basic protections for illegal aliens being held in Customs and Border Protection custody. The president and Schumer are expected to sit down to talk about the border soon. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At least 19 people have died since early June after drinking alcohol tainted with methanol in Costa Rica, prompting a national alert and widening the focus of a problem of bootleg alcohol in Latin America. The Costa Rican Health Ministry says at least 14 men and 5 women, ranging from 32 to 72 years of age, have died drinking liquor. Dr. Devi Niampia Par Ampil is an associate professor at the New York University School of Medicine. She tells Fox News some of the dangers of methanol.
The problem with methanol is that it's so much more dangerous than alcohol. It can make you blind. It can damage your kidneys, and you might not even realize this at first, and then you can die. Even 30 milliliters, which is two-thirds of a shot glass, that's enough to cause permanent blindness.
A new law passed in Oregon has many schools across the nation taking note. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of 8th graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months.
And finally, in entertainment news, Avengers Endgame is now the all-time leader at the box office worldwide. The movie grossed $2.8 billion, overtaking Avatar this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.